shall get to a home. In order for us to chant the holy name with attention and absorption, two things are very essential. Sense of belonging to Krishna and sense of dependence on Krishna. You see, when Hanuman went to Lanka, to the court of Ravana, he very boldly declared, "I am the servant of Ram and I can kill 1,000 Ravanas," he said. All glory to Sri Ram, I am servant of Ram. Jai Sri Ram. So he was very proudly declaring himself to be the servant of Ram. And he also told Ravana, "Do you think Lord Ram and Lakshman are forest dwellers?" He said, "Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, he can create the whole universe and he can wind up the whole universe, just like you unfold a chatai in the night and wind up in the morning." Isn't it? Like that. In the certain Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna unwinds the universe and he winds up the universe afterwards. Avashi Pakatim Vashat, it says. The whole universe is working under Krishna's control, under the same Krishna's control, everything. So he said, Lord Ram can create and annihilate the whole universe. What to speak of Lanka, he doesn't have to come, I can do it myself, he said. So he has full faith in Lord Ram. And his being servant of Ram, this is true ego. True ego is a pride in being a servant of the great Acharyas and Krishna himself. So that kind of strong sense of belonging is so important. And those who don't feel such a strong sense of belonging, they have a tendency to act autonomously. For example, Duryodhana is making Karna into Angadeshka Raja. Whose permission did he take? Did he ask any great sages and saints? Did he ask Krishna? He's acting just autonomously, you see. Because he has no sense of belonging. Because people who don't have a sense of belonging to Krishna, they think they are only Krishna. Or they may have a very weak sense of belonging, due to which, you know, they may oftentimes tend to forget that there is somebody above that also. They have to be reminded, just like Indra was reminded by Krishna by lifting the Govardhan hill. That is why you have heard the story Prabhupada often used to say of the man who was searching for the greatest man, isn't it? You know, first he found Tahsildar, then the Panchayat, then he went to the governor, and then he found the king, and above the king was a bigger king. And when he went to the bigger king, at last he saw the bigger king offering to obeisances to a sadhu. When he went to sadhu, and sadhu told him, "I am not the biggest. You know, go to the Lord." Then he went to the temple, and then he became to there in the temple. Prabhupada says that. Because he went, and then he served his entire life, the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada says that. So, the purpose of the story is to understand that there is a person who is called Asamordva, Krishna. There is no one equal to him, there is no one superior to him. It is not very easy to please him. That is why, because he possesses everything, great devotees, they are so great that they can even purchase Krishna. That is why he takes shelter of great devotees. Like the Acharya, Prabhupada, Sarupa, and Guru Maharaj. So, when this kind of sense of belonging is very important, otherwise, like somebody says, you know, "I'll make you a PM." And then he doesn't ask somebody above, and then later on he comes and says that, you know, "But they have promised him, what can I do?" How can he promise? Who are you? What is your independence? Because what is because you and me, even demigods have a jurisdiction beyond which they cannot work independently. If you see Yamaraj, his jurisdiction is only upon sense of living entities. If he goes outside that limit, he'll be punished. When Brahma gave boons to Hiranyakashipu, then Lord Narasimha became angry, upset with them. How can he give such boons which are beyond your ability to grant? Isn't it? So, when the sense of belonging to Krishna is forgotten, one acts autonomously, independently. And when it comes to spiritual life, sense of belonging to Guru, sense since I belong to Prabhupada, since I belong to Parampara, since I belong to Krishna, is so absolutely important. Because that kind of sense of belonging will not only free us from fear of Maya, it can also give us the greatest security, inner security in our heart. You see, the meaning of the word Shyama means one who belongs to Shyama. Who is that? Radharani. One of our names is called Shyama. And our sense of belonging should be to Shyama and Shyama. The mood of a Gaudiya Vaishnava is just like the Manjaris. They consider themselves that they belong to the Sakis. The Sakis consider themselves that they belong to Shyama and Shyama. Everyone feels that belonging very strongly. So, like every day we pray to Tulsi Maharani, I belong to you, and please kindly accept me as your servant, and please engage me in your service, or engage me in service of one of the gopis. This Navagindra Maharaj used to beautifully recall the meaning, isn't it? Yeah. So, if one doesn't feel that sense of belonging, one thinks, actually, if you don't feel sense of belonging on a spiritual platform, we tend to have a sense of belonging on a middle platform. I belong to Patil family, I belong to Iyer family, I belong to some surname. You have a very strong sense of belonging to that family, more. As soon as somebody utters that name, immediately you become alert. Hey, who said what? Isn't it? Because you have a sense of belonging to some family in some part of India. We have a sense of belonging to our language, our state, and all that. That kind of sense of belonging, which is simple, good for nothing. Because that sense of belonging is going to be wiped out by the material nature, by the stripping away sword of time. Time will finish that identity. And along with that, we are going to be baptized in the waves and take another body. But the strong sense of belonging like Hanuman had for Ram is very important for Krishna's devotees, for Krishna. And in that strong sense of belonging, what happens? It also includes, oh, Krishna is so great, I am very small. And there is nothing Krishna cannot do. All situations are under his clutches and control. And if he wants, he can completely change the situation in my life. I may be very fallen, but if Krishna wants to take me back, he can easily take me back. And the hope in Krishna, faith in Krishna, dependence on Krishna, and when it comes to oneself, worthlessness and helplessness can be felt only when one identifies as a servant of Krishna, servant of Krishna's devotees. Otherwise, so we are chanting the holy name. Whom are we chanting the holy name for? Hare Krishna means Shyama and Shyam. You know, the gopis of Vrindavan, for them, the divine couple Radha and Krishna are the ultimate worshipable object. For all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Radha and Krishna are the ultimate worshipable object. So, one doesn't feel connection or dependence or belonging to these supreme lordships, then whom are we calling? Why are we calling? So in that verse, Shankaracharya asks, Kasyatvam, Kaha Kuta Ayat, he is asking. Kasyatvam, whose are you? If somebody is going to wonder, who am I? Whose am I? I am myself only. Because we don't feel any, we are dependent on somebody. Are who is giving you bread and butter? Who is giving you the ability in the body? Krishna is saying, Shabdakhe Purusham Drushu. I am the ability in man. I am the Buddhir Buddhimatam Asmi. Balam Balavatam Chaham. I am giving the strength. I am giving the Buddhi. I am giving you everything. So, one of the reasons why we don't remember these things is it's a sign of ignorance. It's a sign of forgetfulness. It's a sign of neglect. So when we are chanting the holy name, to a degree we cultivate remembrance of this aspect of belonging to Krishna, Radha and Krishna, and dependence on Radha and Krishna. Actually, dependence actually comes from the feelings of worthlessness and helplessness. I am unworthy for anything. I am helpless, but Krishna can do anything if he wants in my life. So these feelings actually, all the Vaishnava songs, if you find, this is one principle you will find the underlying denominator in all the songs. Narottama dase koi na teli haranga. tell you how Rangappu is anything, he says. The Nartama says, oh, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, oh, son of Nandanandan, Nandanandan, son of Nanda, oh, Sri Mata Radha, please do not cast me away, do not discard me, I am dependent on you, I have no strength. Without your mercy, you know, I cannot purify my heart. I cannot do anything. Everything comes from you. So, you read Bhaktivinoda Thakura Sangha also. It is one of dependence. So this consciousness is very essential, which has to be cultivated moment after moment after moment in Krishna consciousness. If one wants to chant with attention and absorption, Harinam Prabhu ki.
Yeah.